Kishore says that's what I heard from Mastaru, that is a far more Mastaru. What does he mean by that? Cool and being so. Do you think or it is? R.V. Patel, do you think it is April 21st to May 9th? How can you enter into my eyes, P. Kishore? You say I am your pupil. Jai Gurudev. But Rajarshi Gare has to increase her font. Anyway, now that almost all of you are here, one of the most important thing is that those of you who can contact, who are interested in our work, if possible, they should be for all the days. That is the first point. Those who can come there, that is to Mantralaya. I would ask that all of you, those who can afford or who can find the time, they should all be there at Mantralaya from 20th night to May 9th. That is the first request. All of you got it? First request attending. All of you got the point about the invitation for the Satrayaga Gayatri Mahayagya. Satrayaga Mahotsava and Gayatri Mahayagya. The next point is, you have to inform all special organizers like Lalita Sahasranama, Parayana, those who do it, Gita Parayana, those who do it. Especially the Gita and Lalita Parayana group, we have almost Andhra-wide. So you please take special interest to convey this message to these special Parayana doers. Of course, this also includes the other Parayanas which we have added. You remember, there are probably about 24 types of sadhakas and parayanas which people do. You try to invite all of them and stress that the entire 21 days they will be asked to do only what they are doing. They will be asked to follow their own masters, their own teachers, and how they used to do their sadhanas, they will continue to do all these days in the Satrayaga Mahotsava. Is it clear, all of you? This is the most important aspect which you have to tell them and convince them that we are not asking to change any sadhana which they are doing in any way. The second aspect, all of you got it? P.K. Gupta 9. Increase your font size. Narayan Rao.
Yes.
P.K. Gupta, font size increase. Got these two points, all of you clear? Even those who are doing sadhana in English, I mean the Edgar Casey people, the Elisa Billy people, and of course the Scientology and Dianetology people, they also will come and do their own studies in English. Got the point? I am repeating it because all of you try to understand that we are trying to unite different organizations, asking them to concentrate on their own way of thinking process and sadhana process, and their own group will have a separate place where they can do their sadhanas at the mantralaya field of action. It is not deontology what I told, it is a Dianetics. P. Kishore Ungol has kindly corrected me. So therefore, Dianetics and Scientology. And Madhuri 530 at the rate yahoo.cart Vallam Konda, maybe you have to take care of these classes there whenever possible. And those who can't be there for all the 21 days, try to come and go at your convenience for at least 2 or 3 days or 1 day also. Got this offer very clear? If possible, all the 21 days, better 9 days, good less than 9 days, good, better, best, less than 9 days, good. If you attend continuously for 9 days, better. If you can be there for 21 days, that is best. And you can come for less than 7 days. Got the good, better, best offers? The way in which you can approach, even the sadhakas or those who want to guide the sadhakas have this freedom to come at least for 1 day or maximum for 21 days, and the improvement will be more and more days if they can stay. This point clear? Okay. And now, this type of yajna, what we are trying to do, in this also, those who are coming there, our people, should try to give both amsadan and samaydan. Got the point? Amsadan means, at least we will see that we pay for our food and etc. rather than take it free, even though I heard that they are giving free food and accommodation for all the 21 days. Got this second, now what the point I am now telling? The groups which attend there, I would like if they can pay for their accommodation and also for their food. If they can, I am not insisting on it because you contact the organizers about this aspect. But as general, as our Gayatri Parivar used to do, and now, those who are asking to bring the Diya students, are there only Diya students at Ongole or throughout Andhra Pradesh? First, P. Kanfishore, confirm that. Try to know whether there are Diya students only in Ongole or throughout Andhra Pradesh, and try to unite them and bring them. Somebody has to take the responsibility of the students. Got the point? So So the dear students are most welcome, and probably they can be given a special treatment also, and the same time limit for them also. They can come for one day and they can stay for all the 21 days, and maybe they can take responsibility whenever they come, and whenever they are in Mantralaya, take the responsibility of the organization in some part also. So the dear students, see that they come, and they will have their special treatment there. And those who are talking about dear students, you also talk in between yourselves so that you can organize the dear students. The dear students aspect clear to you all? This Satrayaga is the most important event in the angle in which Parampuja Gurudev asked the Ashwamedha Yajna to be done. This is what I want to discuss with you all. I am not talking about performing Ashwamedha Yajna. I am talking about how we in Andhra Pradesh wanted to tackle the possible Ashwamedha Yajna in the end of the Janmadina Shatabdi Samaroha around Vasanta Panchami 2012. This is why I am specially calling this meeting, because this is the first Satrayaga Yajna before the commencement of the Janmadina Shatabdi Samaroha in 2011, Vasanta Panchami. We have now left only 23 months for that. So probably this Satra Yajna, even though not in that scale, but in a combined aspect of sadhana, will continue every month Purnima. How we will plan it? But why I am inviting now all of you, those who can come and those who can ask others to join, so that if they have an experience of how we have started the Satra Yajna, we can make it a small scale Yajna at different places and a grouping through web or something, so that every month till Janmadina Shatabdi Samaroha commences, we continue this Satra Yajna. That's why attendance to this Satra Yajna at Mantralaya is very important. Now, those who have the special book on Ashwamedha Yajna, Deva Sanskriti Digvijaya Yatra, that is in November Akhanda Jyoti issue, I don't remember the year. I think Rajalakshmi can help us if she is online. That is Sri Ranganath Prasad. She got the point. Can she? Ranganath?
92.
Okay. So this book, you have to concentrate on three aspects. All of you are seniors or well-versed in Parampuja Gurudev's language. I want you to read this book on Ashwamedha Yajna, especially related to the Kundalini Alodana. All of you got the name of the chapter's title, Kundalini Alodana, Mahayajna and Kundalini Alodana. And now, Parampuja Gurudev there says that once you want to do a yajna, a normal yajna also, you should know and be a specialist in pranayama. So from why this class I am now taking is to insist that all of you should understand what pranayama is. And for this, the wonderful book which we have is Pranavidya, one of the Vangmay books. I don't remember the number of the Vangmay, but there is a Vangmay book on Pranavidya. Got that point? Those who are participating in this and dear students who want to participate in that after their exams and all others, our Gayatri Parivar group, this is most important. Very good. So, this Pranavidya training is, and those who are going through, see the page number 14, 1992, November, Akhanda Jyoti, Hindi Vishu. And you can go through my lectures about it in Telugu also. It doesn't matter from which source you are trying to follow, but try to understand what I am trying to convey. Those who follow Gita, either through Chinmaya Mission, or those who are interested themselves in various places, right from Vizag and other places also, we have a lot of people who do the Gita. They should try to understand that Gita is the best way to master the pranayama techniques. And if they want a question, especially our Gayatri Parivar people, those who want to understand how can Gita Parayana be linked with Pranavidya, you can understand what Paramahamsa Yogananda's book, Lahiri Mahasaya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, is nothing but 700 techniques of pranayama, how Gita directs you for pranavidya. And this pranavidya technique, Parampuja Gurudev refers it as Purnamasyeshti Yajna. The article, the page number 14, in 1992, November Akhanda Jyoti article in Hindi, is called as the Maha Yajyon Se Maha Pran Kundalini Ka Alodan. Maha Yajyala Dwara Maha Pran Kundalini Ni Alodana Unte Shakti Vantamu Cheyuta. So now, this aspect in Satrayaga is the Gita Parayanas are nothing but those who are doing Purnamasyeshti Yajna. And then those who are doing Durga Saptashati Yajna Parayana, they are doing the Pashubandha Yajna, according to Parampuja Gurudev. And similarly, those who are doing the Lalita Parayana or the Vishnu Sahasranama Parayana or whatever Sahasranama Parayana they do, they are actually trying to do what do they say about the Pana of Soma, Soma Yaji Yajna, or Soma Yajna, or Soma Lata Yajna, where the Amruta from the Sahasrara comes into our consciousness. That is, all those who do the Japa and Parayana of the various Sahasranamas. And Lalita Parayana of, or any Parayana of any Sahasranama, it may be Shiva Sahasranama, Aditya Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, but each has got its own special plus points. And of course, as we can understand, the Lalita Sahasranama Parayana seems to be a bit dealing with esoteric aspect, Rahasya Nama Parayana. I am not saying that Lalita Parayana is the best or it is something great. I am just telling that Lalita Parayana is a bit esoteric, Rahasya Nama Parayana. Therefore, those who are doing these Sahasranama Parayanas will be taken special care of in the 21 days camp. Those who continuously stay for 21 days naturally will get more. And those who can come for one day also and see that they can get the various lectures that I am trying to give will help them to understand the entire Satrayaga concept. That is why I am very much interested in making this Satrayaga Mahotsava as a tool of Gayatri Mahayagya. Satrayaga Mahotsava as a tool of Gayatri Mahayagya, so that Parampuja Gurudev's starting itself of his Shatabdi may usher in a tremendous power and scientific aspects to all aspects of sadhanas in spiritualism. And then this has to be added. You have to be aware of what is happening here. If not, I am talking here with my... Those who are hearing it, don't worry. And Kesanapalli has to... Whenever a new man joins, ask him to increase his font. Chaitanya ji has sent the article to all the groups. Thanks, Bhaiya. Chaitanya ji, Delhi group. Chaitanya Lavanya group is the article. Who sent it? Anyway, it doesn't matter who is sending it. Anyway, what is the special aspect of Satrayaga and the difference between Yajna, Havana and Satrayaga? We have to be very clear, because there may be some people who may want to a clarity about what is this special Satrayaga Mahotsava. When you do something for a day or less than 24 hours, it is called Havan. The yajna process is the same, however grand scale it is done to the level of Ashwamedha yajna, but the same process when carried for one day or less than 1 hour, less than 24 hours. Generally, what we do, the weekly Gayatri process of doing yajna is called Havana. If it continues for more than 2 or 3 days and for a week, it is called Yajna. And more than 1 week, it is called Mahayajna. You understood the difference between Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna? This is have a clarity about this explanation of Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna. Now, the same process, what we have, when it gets united, it becomes big, just like a 1 rupee note. If you have 100 rupees together, it becomes a 100 rupee note. But even though it may be a single 100 rupee note, to see, you know that there are 100 1 rupee notes. And if you have 1 lakh rupees, you can have it as a one single note or a check, but still it is a combination of 1 lakh rupees individually. That's the difference between Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna. Is it clear to all of you?
So the process, the technology, the method of doing Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna is one and the same. The only thing is, more and more people are doing the same process in a more planned, purposeful process. Now, you have to understand what Satra Yaga is. Yaga is always used whenever there is no OC cult for Satra Yaga. I am answering to Kishore because his questions are very difficult for me to understand. He is asking about some cult of Satra Yaga, and two letters are there before it, O-C, O-C, cult. Anyway, I will try to understand it later. Again he says O-C cult, side. Again he says O-C cult, side. He says something esoteric, cosmetics or something. Anyway, I will try to understand it. Kishore, I understand what you are talking about, but first let me tell what Yaga is. Whenever a Havan or a Yajna or a Mahayajna is joined with some well-known knowledge Yajna, Jnana Yajna, where knowledge is also added, where some classes are taken, just as Sutta in his sutras in Naimisharanya, he used to teach the rishis about all the Puranas. And unfortunately for us, when we talk about Purana, we get confused that there are some stories. But we forget that there is a great science, which is the occult aspect of Puranas, and all the secret doctrine of Theosophical Society is nothing but, written by Madame Blavatsky, is nothing but the occult side of Puranas, or it is the Jnana Yajna or the Jnana Yaga. Yaga comes when the Jnana Yajna is linked with special classes taken to make clear about the occult, esoteric, ethereal sciences. So this Satra Yaga Mahotsava, we are trying to give what exactly Parampuja Gurudev wanted to explain about three specific things. The first is, we have to understand the difference between the visible and invisible worlds. What Parampuja Gurudev used to call it about the Sushma Jagat, understanding the subtle world. And then you have to understand especially how you have to concentrate the soul or rays. The solar rays, about this point, I forgot the most important thing about our Gayatri Parivar people. You please try doing at least minimum 108 times Gayatri Mantra. And those who are already doing it, everyone, we are habituated to do Gayatri Mantra. So you add your Gayatri Mantra Japa from Vasanta Panchami, that is 31st January of this year, to April 21st. And give it as a count of how much Gayatri you have done. This is very important, which I have forgotten to tell you, because this Gayatri Mantra Japa gives you a lot of solar energy which you can concentrate. So please, a list, organize How many people are regularly doing Gayatri Mantra? Already we are doing it from some months or years. And all of those who are doing Gayatri Mantra, give your Gayatri Mantra Japa since 31st January, that is the Vasanta Panchami day of this year, till April 1st, as your mantra donation, your mantra count, to be calculated how much Gayatri Mantra Japa we have got. Those who can contact Piri Shastri and Shri Ram, tell him that I have received his list of people who are doing Gayatri Mantra Japa, because I couldn't convey to him. And especially Rajalakshmi and Saujanya and all the Yukashilpis. From my angle, from my side, you please give my thanks to Piri Shastri that the way he has arranged and has given the list of people who are doing Gayatri Mantra Japa has almost touched 1 crore. But that doesn't mean that I am satisfied with. I want the entire Andhra Pradesh to do Gayatri Mantra Japa. Therefore, all of those who are hearing this, don't forget that our Gayatri Parivar people who are doing Gayatri Mantra Japa regularly, they need not increase their Mantra Japa or decrease their Mantra Japa, whatever they are doing. Japa count, I am talking about only Piri Shastri's group. You have to mention that, Madhuri, because the japa count from January 31st to April 21st will reach more than 1 crore already. But that is only one small group of us. Japa of Piri Shastri group has reached a target of more than 1 crore from January 31st this year to April 21st. That's what, and all of you try to contact him and convey that I am very happy with his efforts. And I am also happy for those occult people, the esoteric people, the Rahasya people who are not giving their list. Especially P. Kishore Ungol. I don't want any occultism or esoterism or... And Rajarshi Garu has given a count 3 crores. What does it mean? 3 crores? What does it mean? Details of it? And so about this Satra Yaga, I am also interested in... It's okay that has kept 3 crores. I am not interested in what they have completed. I want the exact number of Gayatri Mantra Japa from January 31st to April 21st. And this they have officially to declare, and they will give it as their mantra quantity for the performance of Gayatri Mahayagya. Acha, from Shivan Narayana at Kothapalem. Right, okay, it's very good. And this Shivan Narayana group, Rajarshi Garu, you please take it a point and ask him to conduct Mahalakshmi Puja with his group at Mantralaya any 5 days of his liking from 21st to May 9th. And if he and his group can do the Gayatri, the Mahalakshmi Puja exclusively as he used to do for 21 days, ask him to come. And of course he has to organize the financial aspect and other things, because the way he conducts that Mahalakshmi Puja has got its own effect and got its own way of expenses. Is this very clear about Shivanarayan's Kothapalam group? It's okay. It's okay, whatever they do. But ask him not for one day, but at least for 5 days. Because even though it will not be Amavasya 5 days, he can include any Friday and try to make it. Or from one Friday to other Friday, he starts on a Friday and gets his Purnahuti on Friday. So how he does it? I don't mind, but I think he will bring his Purohits and his orchestra and his music, and the way he does it, nothing will change. He will does it as he used to do all his Mahalakshmi Pujas. But if he can do it for 21 days, it will be a wonderful opportunity. And how he does it, it's okay. He does it for 5 days. So anyway, I'm talking about why I'm telling all these things is, just as I'm inviting all with their own special way of doing sadhanas, similarly, if you find any new group in a different aspect of something, for Amavasya 5 days he can't get it, because will he get it from 21st to, I think he will get it in the middle. Rajarshi Garu, Shivan Narayana can get 5 days, which includes Amavasya, from 21st April to May 9th, I think, he should get it in between. Rajarshi Garu, you followed my thing, so he can do for those 5 Amavasya days. But ask him to, if he can come and do it for all the 21 days, it will be wonderful. Rajarshi Garu is not replying. You are hearing what I am telling about the Mahalakshmi Sadhana. I am waiting for the answer from Yes Ranganath Prasad Ganjam. Rajarshi Garu, you understood what I am telling about Shivan Narayana's Mahalakshmi Sadhana? Anyway, don't worry about her reply. She understands. Probably she is not there. So this Satrayaga is a practical approach of... I am not asking the dates of Amavasya. 23, 24, 25 is the Amavasya. 26, 20, these are the 5 days he will do it. Welcome. He should do these 5 days. But if he can plan for some group of his group who can stay for 21 days, it's okay. And if he also can stay and continue the Mahalakshmi Puja from Purnima to Purnima, is the best approach. This you people discuss and decide. And now this Satrayaga, we are trying to involve people by Gayatri Mantra Japa. They are collecting the rays of the sun, and they are trying to pierce the veil of the inner world, and then of course they are trying to develop the Kundalini of Andhra Pradesh. Yes, you can discuss, and along with 23rd to 27th program, if they can do it, it's better. And now, very specially, I am talking this thing directly with my Gayatri Parivar people. That if they can get some single room for their sadhanas at Mantraraya for themselves, near the place where the yajna is going on, that will be wonderful. They can bring their photos, the guru's photos and the devata's photos which they are praying, and they need not bring big photos, or 1 feet, 12 inches by 12 inches or 16 inches by some size which is easy to carry and which they can keep at their puja's place. So this aspect, if some place those who can go before to Mantralaya and arrange some place in some lodge or satra or very close to that Vriddhashrama, it will be much better than seeking that those who are organizing for this Mahotsava, that they should give a tent and a place to stay and sleep and eat. This is a very specifically I am talking to my Gayatri Parivar people. All of you, those who are hearing me, understand. I am not saying that the organizers will not organize. But those who want a specific group, like the Gita group or the Lalita group or this, it is better if they can take some room in the Vriddhashram, where the location of this Mantralaya is, Yajna place in the Mantralaya is there. Around it is the Vriddhashraman staying rooms. If they can just take some room for some nominal charges and they can see and the convenience of it, that particular room can become the sadhana stali of those sadhakas of that particular. And don't worry about how a small room can accommodate it. We have a lot of varandas and a lot of place in the Yajnashala. They can do that. And everyone will do their own sadhanas, their own guru's photos, their own devata's photos, their own mantras. Is this clear? And about their own rooms, and this is, I am not asking them that it is a must. But if they can do it, it will be a great help to the organizers. And this Satrayaga, which we are trying to do, to lift the, to give a very clear picture of what Parampuja Gurudev wanted Ashwamedha Yajna to become, I think, and someone has asked about the importance and how these dates were chosen. I think it is Krishnamurti Garu who has asked it, I am sure. How the dates are chosen? Anyway, the answer is not only to Sri Krishnamurti Garu, but to all of you. The three Purnimas, the April, May, June Purnimas, are very important for the change of the era, for the change of the new age, which from Piscean age is transformed into the Aquarian age. The Kumbha Rashi Avatarana, the transfer, the change of the entire world consciousness from the Piscean age, the Mina Yuga, to the Aquarian age, the Kumbha Yuga. That is what Elise Bailey, through Elise Bailey, Jwalakul Maharshi conveys. And you remember, previously I used to do these Purnimas, the April, May, June Purnimas, as the Sai Venkatesha Sri Ram Purnimas. So, from April 21st, around April 20th or so, you get the Purnima, and May 9th, I think, is Purnima. So you can understand how important this Mahotsava is. And every Purnima, we will continue this Satrayaga. But it will be more, like if you want to 1000 yajnas, you can do it at one place. Or if you can do about 10 kundis at 100 places, different places at the same time, again it becomes a Sahasra Kundi Yajna. That is why I ask all of you to come and see exactly what is happening there in this particular crucial point, where this is the 24th Purnima before the Janmadina Shatabdi. 2 years, 24, and every month one Purnima. So the countdown of the Purnimas, 24th Purnima, 23rd Purnima, and on the day of Vasanta Panchami, we come to the zero Purnima, finishing the 24 Purnimas. With this in mind, all of you plan the Satrayaga Mahotsava. All of you got it? Okay, anybody? Now I have finished what I wanted to. But all of you think in making this special Gayatri Mahayajna and Sri Satrayaga Mahotsava a grand, grand, grand effort of those who can understand what the masters want from Himalayas. Of course, their leader is Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, that is our personal conviction. But we are not going to thirst it on others. For everyone, his guru and his process is the best. We will not disturb them. What we are trying is to unite them for the same cause. So the class is over. And probably the New Zealand people say that instead of night 10 o'clock, morning 6 o'clock will be better for me and for you also. It all depends which time is better. You want to continue this 10 p.m. classes, or would you like to convert it into the morning 6? Indian Standard Time. The wonderful. Therefore, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. again we will meet. All of you got it? Because if today for you is the night, here it is early morning. So don't worry about the timings of New Zealand and this. All of us are meeting again tomorrow morning for you. According to me, it will be somewhere 1:30 p.m. noon. Don't worry about these timings. Don't get confused. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. we are meeting. Okay? All of you got it? March, yes. Any questions? If not, I am closing. Any doubts? And all of us who are hearing it, remember, I am asking about Amshadan and Samaydan as my people taking part in the Yajna. I am not at all disturbing the plans of the organizers of this Yajna. This is our contribution, our aspect. Is this clear to all? I am not insisting, but I am asking if you can do like that, it's good. This, because don't make the organization which is organizing to get confused and change their rules. Whatever they have kept it, they will do it. The Amshadan Samaydan is my people are those whom we are inviting. If they can do it, it's good. And those people who are doing, I am talking to Dad, Madhuri. Is he hearing? Instead of separate tents for these people, I am just suggesting you plan what is good for you and what those who are organizing can do and afford. But suppose if those who can get their own rooms in the Vruddhashram, so their rooms become the sadhaka salas, and if the room can't bear it, I think about 9 to 7 people can very easily do their sadhana in the rooms. So they will be doing their sadhana in the rooms and others will join in the maidan or in the varanda. Got the point? This is only one aspect. Or they can do as you plan for them. The organization plans for them. I am not confused. I am not confusing people with these suggestions. Especially Dad must tell Venkateshwaru. Okay. And now any questions? So tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock we meet. Any questions? Jai Gurudev, okay.